USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will vote on Tuesday on Adam Schiff's impeachment report, which makes a case for the congressional removal of President Donald Trump. The vote, likely to break along party lines, is a formality allowing the Democrat-controlled body to pass the impeachment inquiry onto the Judiciary Committee, which is scheduled to begin their proceedings on Wednesday. The vote is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday after Congress returns from its Thanksgiving break. Nine people, including two children, were killed when a plane crashed in rough weather near Chamberlain, South Dakota. A single-engine turboprop passenger plane had as many as 12 people on board when it crashed shortly after takeoff about a mile from Chamberlain Municipal Airport, according to the FAA. Brule County State's Attorney Teresa Mao said the survivors were hospitalized in Sioux Falls. Among the dead was the plane's pilot. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit Ancestry.com/health.
Democrat Joe Biden has launched an 8-day bus tour of Iowa. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The former VP pledging he'll win the February Iowa caucuses despite recent polls suggesting that his standing there has slipped a bit lately. Biden is also using the splits in the nation's first caucus state to detail plans for creating jobs and revitalizing the economy in rural and agricultural areas.
20% of Americans live in rural America. And the fact of the matter is, it should be a vibrant part of our economy, and it can be, and it will be under my administration.
Lately, national polls have shown Biden slightly behind Pete Buttigieg. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee are searching for four teenage boys, two of whom are accused of murder, who escaped custody in their juvenile detention center. They escaped during a work detail when their supervisor went to handle a fight that broke out in a different part of the facility. It took about 35 minutes for authorities to realize the young men were gone. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Praise continues today for those responsible for subduing a terrorist after two were stabbed to death and at least three others wounded during Friday's attack on London's bridge. John Clemens reports.
Some of that praise came from London Mayor Sadiq Khan for not only the police, but ordinary citizens after they subdued the terrorist who was also wearing a fake bomb vest.
I think what we should do is reflect on the fact that these people ignored all the advice that they're given, which is to run away from danger, to look after your own safety, and instead ran towards danger to make sure others were safe. And I'm just so incredibly proud as the mayor. I think all of us should be proud of what our fellow citizens did yesterday, including the police.
ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack by 28-year-old convicted terrorist Usman Khan. I'm John Clemens.
Consumers may think they're avoiding the crush this holiday season by shopping online, unaware that they're trying to get through the digital doors. So too are hordes of bots. Up to 97% of online traffic to retailer login pages this holiday shopping week comes from bots, largely operated by organized gangs of cyber criminals, according to the cybersecurity firm Radware. The bots fill out online forms and navigate retail sites faster than a real person can and try to swiftly purchase limited supply gifts before you've even filled up your cart. On a normal shopping day, humans outnumber bots on login pages by 2-1, but on the days leading up to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, bots outnumber humans 20-1. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.